Philip Saint-Pierre, if these are in care today, as day it is. 02-23-2026, dictation is form. Miss Rosa Cruz. Date of birth is 12/07/1971. This is a 54-year-old female here with right ankle pain, period. Patient denies trauma. She stated that she attended a quinceañera where she had some crabs, shrimp, and other seafoods and noticed pain approximately a day or two after. She said pain is sharp, rated pain 7/10, worse with range of motion, and weight bearing said pain is stabbing, period. Correction. She said his pain is sharp and stabbing, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 122/77. Pulse 61. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.6. Period. Next paragraph. Left ankle. Edema is present. Tenderness of palpation diffusely. Joint is hot to touch. No step off. And the joint is stable. Neurovascularly intact. No puncture wound, no abrasion. No evidence of a breakage in the skin around the ankle, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. Patient goes into a cough fit with deep inspiration. She informed me that she has asthma and thinks she's having an asthma attack. She says she has the asthma pump but no machine at home, period. I would like to have a machine at home, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute cough. Number two is acute gout attack. Number three is acute right ankle pain. Number three, history of asthma. Number four, acute cough. Number five, acute right ankle pain, period. Next paragraph, I did an ultrasound of patient's leg to assess her vascular status. There's no clots, no DVT, arterial flows are good, or venous flows are also good, period. Next paragraph. In clinic, the patient received an injection of Toradol, 60 milligrams IM. She was observed for approximately 16 minutes. Then reevaluated. She said her pain is beginning to ease up. She was sent home with the following medication. Colchicine, 0.6 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO in 2 hours later. Advised not to exceed 1.8 milligrams in 24 hours. Next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 10 days. Number 10, she advised to take this medication in the mornings. Next medication, Indocin, 50 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 14 days. Number 28, next medication, allopurinol, 300 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was also given a prescription for albuterol, 2.5/3 mL. She will do 3 mL with home nebulizer, TID, PRN for cough or wheezing. Next medication, nebulizer machine with tubing and mask. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.